This is the 7th annual Nelsonville Music Festival, and we're here in beautiful sunny California. And we're glad you can join us here on AquaBear.com. Thank you for coming.
So we're here at the 2011 Nelsonville Music Fest. Yay!
Yay!
Well, when I say we...
You mean the bees.
I mean Andrew Lampola, Chris Poland, and a bunch of bees.
Bees.
Back behind the no-fi cabin. They're like fighting or sexing or something.
They're sexing.
Jesus Christ, they're coming right at me.
Oh, I need a pick so bad.
Andrew doesn't have a pick. But you can't hear it this in real time, so it doesn't matter. Here we are. Tim Peacock introduced the fest and this episode of Sometimes the Bear Eats You 2.
Sometimes the bee in the face.
Yes. Sorry for the distractions. Being attacked by bees. So that was Tim Peacock welcoming you to this 2011 Nelsonville Music Festival. There was a lot of misinformation, I think, in his speech. Well, at least one thing I can remember. AquaBearLegion.com, not AquaBear.com.
And we're not in California.
And we're not in California, thank you. We are in beautiful... Are we in Nelsonville, Ohio? On
yep.
The campus of Hocking College.
Oh, cool, my tuner just died.
And Andrew's tuner just died.
Sweet.
So that's cool.
Nope, not really.
I didn't bring my tuning pedal, so can you do it by ear?
Nope.
Well, then it'll be a very special Weed Ghost set. So after Tim Peacock, you heard Drakkar Sana, right?
Yep.
So that was pretty cool. I only caught a little bit of it, but still pretty cool. Jesus Christ, these bees are going to kill us. Anyway, well, they're just bumblebees, right? That doesn't make them any less huge and intimidating.
Face sexing.
Anyway, they just hover and watch you. So, Noah can't make it this weekend. Noah is running a half marathon in Cleveland. So, coming up next, you will listen to us play, hopefully, Weed Ghost in the No-Fi Cabin. Enjoy. Thank you.
Go. Someone's texting me.
For his phone.
Oh, it's a text.
I just received. I'm here at the Nelsonville Music Festival on a picnic table outside of the green, which is locked, but we're working on that.
No-fi cabin.
That's true. It sounds nothing like Green Room. But I just received an action-packed text from Zach Long that says, right here, made 20 more Green Room laminates. So you made more.
Great.
No one's going to want to listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not exciting.
Way to text boring, Zach.
Yeah, seriously, Zach Long obviously is texting something boring. And so that's where we're at. Beyond that, it is not raining,
That's good. The
gates are open. So the two things that I'm concerned about are good right now.
Cool.
And anybody who's not here and loves the Aquabura Legion is missing lots of awesome Ohio bands.
That's true.
And non-Ohio bands, too, but, you know, for the sake of what we care about.
Right. We only care about Ohio bands.
If you are from Maine, fuck off.
This is Hexnet.
I'm John McVicker.
And I'm Wendy McVicker.
And here we are at the Nelsonville Music Festival. We're loving it because, for me, it's all about community. Here I am talking to you.
Yes.
Talking to you.
Right.
Talking to you.
Right. It's a great big family reunion, isn't it?
It is.
Thank you.
And the most fun I've had since Woodstock.
I'm gonna
So this is Whale Zombie. I believe some or all of it might be with Bob Hatt. You will know.
Time to get rowdy. Rowdy, you want the shit?
Oh, man.
What did you learn?
guys so much. Thanks, Chris and Tim and Brian, for having us. It's been great.
This is Drakkar Sana playing in the No-Fi Cabin. They played earlier in the day on the back porch. I believe you may have heard that earlier around Peacock's introduction. It was incredible. I really enjoyed them. Weed Ghost played earlier in the evening in that same place, the No-Fi Cabin, and it was great. We had a good time. We made our mark. And now, something even better.
He was just a little farmer. Thank you.
bust into it. Come on, what hurt?
They're playing in Columbus.
Is that who? God damn it.
Sydney in a way. Tommy always used to think they said Sydney in a way.
I tried to sing that to people at Fridays. I was like, you remember that song from the 90s? It was like, hey, ma, hum away. Like, and they're just like, what the fuck? You can't just like hum that fucking song. Like, you just have to sound half retarded and hope that somebody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Like, it does sound half retarded.
Hey,
that is, go watch that. Do yourself a favor if you remember, and you won't, unfortunately, probably by the time you get back to your computer, but watch the video for that.
Really?
Oh.
Like the legit really? Music video
the
part?
Music video.
Why is that?
Because it is out of control. Like, I'm not just saying that from the right now. Like, it is weird. Like, the plot to it doesn't make any sense.
Well, there's like this shaman. Like, basically, he's trying to take. He's trying to take. No, I'm not fucking around. He's not in it, Barry. He's not in it for real long.
Starts
he keeps
it off.
Showing up, like. Oh my god, it's so bad. Like, you know how fucking awful it is, Barry, dude. Like, imagine how bad it was in 1993. Like, these dudes are in some weird shit. Like, like, it's weird. Like, it goes back and forth between...
Are you talking about the shamans? Who are you
talking,
talking about
Rust,
this current
moment? Rust Root.
Rusted Root.
Who created that song.
But yes, the shaman's weird, dude. He's trying, like, there's this weird sort of, I think it's like, life-death sort of, you know. They think the shaman might be taking little kids to die or something. Like, he shows up at one point, and he's, like, in the woods. Like, they're in a field, but he's, like, in a door frame. And he's like beckoning this kid, and in between all of this happening, this plot that doesn't make any fucking sense at all is footage of like Russ and Root rocking out, but they're like rocking out in like the desert and like on mountains, and you're like, and there's like the worst people, like there's like 40 people in this band, you know, it's like, hey, you want a man in the band for the video, man? And so there'd be like, you know, a djembe dude, he's like playing. Right.
How did you come about watching the Rusted Root video?
Well, you mean in the way, because like, I probably saw it on MTV when it came out, I you know, and didn't really.
But I haven't gone.
You're talking
back
about
to
recently,
it.
Like I'm well, saying, like
you're
yeah,
recounting
is,
it. Like I probably saw.
Well,
it
because
like,
I've
MTV.
Seen it recently, and I noted its total ridiculousness. Like it's totally ridiculous. I watched it recently. Like, I watched it several times in the last year.
I gotta watch it.
You do have to watch it. But then, I mean, like, they're, like, doing weird, like, hand-holding circles, like Rustin Reed is, on, like, the side of cliffs and shit. That sucks, dude. I often, like, oof. I think, after watching the video, I'm convinced, like, I could probably tell you, like, I like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of different stuff. And so if someone asked me, like, what kind of music I like, what kind of, like...
It's paid for it.
What kind of band, any sort of music I like, like, what would I respect or like, love? It would be really tough to tell them. Like, I could give them certain touch tones. I could give them, like, 10 bands that I really, really love.
Yeah.
But if they were, like, maybe I could also be, like, okay... Here's what I hate more than anything, and I could play them the video for that song because musically and visually, it's appalling to me. Like it's like Holocaust.
I am in my car after the first night of the 2011 Nelsonville Music Festival, and I'm tired. And I had a great day and night. I saw some great bands play that we have listened to. I drove a giant golf cart full of drunk or excited people, sometimes both, from location A to B and back again. I accidentally saw a girl pee. It was a day that was full of surprises. So, I hope you had as much fun as I did. But you probably didn't. Because because you're just listening to a podcast.